Chapter 2. The Animals of the Forest. Animals are very important to the Awa, also in our rituals and beliefs. For example, we believe that in heaven there are Harawa, the spirits of our ancestors, birds and animals, that sing beautifully and are able to help the members of our tribe when they are ill. During the day, the Harawa come down to earth to hunt. Sometimes they also come at night, when the Awa are celebrating Takaja, when the men dance like birds around a circle of palm leaves, which then fly up to heaven, while the women sing. Takaha. During this ritual, the palm leaves are the meeting point of two worlds, heaven and earth, which the Awa bring together perfectly in the forest. This is a place they think is so sacred that they don't want to harm it in any way. The forest is full of many different animals, but not all of them are hunted by the people who live there. The capybara, a large rodent, and the harpy eagle must not be touched, and the Awa never eat them. They say that eating a bat gives them a headache, and that they should never hunt a possum, because it has a bad smell. Hummingbirds are never hunted because they are too small. Other animals are only hunted at certain times of the year. In this way, the Awa make sure that the whole forest survives, including them. They try to use only the things they need in their community, without wasting anything. We love being with the animals. Most of our families have many pets, like coatis, a type of raccoon which jumps on the hammocks at night, or wild boars and king vultures, which are never abandoned and follow people everywhere. The baby monkeys are definitely our favourites. They become members of the family, Hanima, and we take care of them, help them grow and look after them even when they have grown up and gone to live free in the forest. The feathers of parrots and macaws are used to make necklaces, bracelets and other accessories.